Jeff, how are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning,
I'm
Alex?
I'm very well. Now, Jeff, for those who don't know, what is not the news?
It's the news that has been reported on major publications, which in our esteemed opinion...
Your esteemed opinion.
In my esteemed opinion, I don't think it should have been reported. I either don't think they're news stories, or I think they're ads, or I just think they're crap.
Yeah.
But we do finish off with something important to redeem ourselves. So, look, it's almost been impossible this week to find any news or not the news that isn't coronavirus related this week. But there have also been a lot of crazy stories concerning coronavirus. Here's one, for example. Ready for this?
I'm so ready. Hit me up.
A Chinese architecture company claims to have invented a suit capable of protecting you from coronavirus. Beijing design firm Penda China announced on social media the concept for an advanced wearable tech suit following the bionic design principle. The company and its founder Dayong Sun believes the suit designed with isolated wings inspired by the shape of a bat's body can protect the wearer from contracting the virus. The designers have also gone a step further, suggesting the suit fitted with sterilizing heating technology might be capable of killing the virus. Now, that was published on the most read website in Australia, news.com.au. I don't know what to say. I just would say buyer beware on that one.
Yeah, that's good advice. Buyer beware.
And when I see it, I'll believe it. In fact, if that actually comes onto the market, I'll run up George Street in a clown suit. Second story.
You will.
Gee, I hope I don't now. With Easter just over a month away, the supermarket shelves are already filling up with delicious hot cross buns ahead of the public holiday. But with every store offering their own version of the spice sweet roll, it can be difficult to know which one tastes the best. So consumer organisation Choice has put hot cross buns from the likes of Baker's Delight, Coles, Woolworths and Aldi to the test to find out which one has the best Easter treat. So which hot cross bun should you be toasting this Easter? Well, I'm not going to tell you because once again... This is a giant ad. It is not news, and you can bet Current Affair will be doing something on it. And I'm kind of annoyed with Choice because usually I find a lot of the stuff Choice does is quite in the public interest. But this really is an ad.
It's an ad, yeah, very much so.
I'm calling it out as an ad.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for calling it out.
I'm also calling you out right now. Because I need you to help me in not the news.
Okay.
And this relates
to... I feel very privileged.
Well, I don't know if you should be privileged in regards to this story. This particularly revolves around a certain politician.
Yes,
by the name of Bob Katter.
Mr. Bob Katter. Now, Mr... Actually...
The Akubra-wearing Bob Katter.
Yes. Who is a politician up north. And he recently posted a video which has been reported on by multiple sites, including Channel 9. If not Channel 9, they've been talking about...
It's all been all doing the rounds.
About what he's talking about. Yep. Essentially, Bob Katter is really upset, as Bob Katter usually is, because they're selling vegan pies. And he is famously an advocate for Australianisms and being very national. And he thinks that selling vegan pies at a, I think it's in Melbourne, at a football ground in Melbourne, they are now serving vegan pies at the football in Melbourne. I haven't heard of anything more anti-Australian. In the video that he's posted, he's holding a Coke and a pie, which I'm not sure what kind of pie it is. I cannot report on that. And he's saying, yeah, there's nothing more Australian than having a beer or a Coke and eating a meat pie. And and first of all, Coke is American, Mr. Katter, so I think we just need to quickly check your facts on that one. And also, his main kind of thing is let's fight back and continue to eat Aussie beef. Now, let me just quickly point out something here. They're not even replacing the beef pie. They're not getting rid of the beef pie. The beef pie's still there. There was no problem when their sausage rolls came onto the market. Chicken and mushroom, leek, probably a dim sim. Like I've been and gotten a little dim sim before, and there's been absolutely no problem with that. But as soon as there's an option for people who can't eat meat, oh mate, that is un-Australian.
Un-Australian. I reckon
really
Pauline
sad.
Hansen should get in into bed with Bob and
oh God,
both
Jeff, don't
campaign.
Say that. Don't no. say that. But, okay, what's the story that should have made more news this week?
Just finally, this is the same Bob Catter that said he would walk backwards from Bourke if there was one gay person in his electorate.
He's not got a very good reputation, right. does he?
Now, this is serious. We did mention this earlier this week. Do you mind if I just read you part of this
Absolutely,
quickly?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's an opinion piece in The Guardian from Margaret Simons from the Public Interest Journalism Initiative. She says, the closure of Australian Associated Press is a tragedy for our already underreported nation. It underlines what was already clear, that the crisis in public interest journalism has reached a critical stage. It affects us all, threatens our democracy, and requires urgent and enlightened responses from all our policymakers and all sides of the parliamentary divide. For the best part of a century, AAP reporters have provided media outlets and their audiences with basic reliable reporting of courts, parliaments and public events. When we talk about the importance of public interest journalism, we tend to immediately think of the headline-grabbing investigative reports, the kind of journalism that spurs royal commissions, wins awards, holds the powerful to account, and contributes to fundamental reforms. But the death of AAP is about a greater quantum of ordinary, routine, reliable reporting, the kind that does not win Walkley Awards, but which I think is cumulatively even more important than those big investigative scoops. When investigative journalism causes the calling of a royal commission, it is AAP that reports the hearings and makes sure we know the facts of the merge. AAP has reported every single hearing day of a national royal commission in recent years, including those into child abuse, banking and disability. And just finally, let me add that it also has reporters at all major courtrooms and alerts newsrooms like us here at 2SER about important cases or when criminals are about to be sentenced. It attends demonstrations, union meetings, also takes a keen interest in local issues like transport councils and, of course, corruption. So I think we have to keep in mind that this is an issue that we need to fight for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's definitely something that needs to continue to have lots of attention around it, because it is something that's going to be a remarkable change in our journalist and media industry.
And just finally, Alex, we're all in the media industry. I've spoken to some news directors from commercial industry and at the ABC. Everyone is really in a state of shock. Yeah. We're wondering how we are going to be able to deal with this. I think we will ultimately, but I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.